and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm your host, Steve Stars, and my co-host is Bob Tuskin. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Steve. I gotta eat something and take care of my baby. Can you take it for a while?
Oh, shut up.
All right. Yeah, but I am serious about this this garden thing coming up, man. We do have to get on that, Bob. You know, so I mean,
absolutely, man.
You've got to set a date, and we got to get with it because people do need to have this information this year so they can plant now.
Absolutely, man.
Okay,
I got some video clips to play this hour.
Oh, video clips,
yeah. Audio clips,
audio from video clips.
Audio from audio clips.
Ah, okay. And so people have
I want
to
tell you about Obama's next assassination target.
Oh, boy.
Want me to break this down for you, Steve?
Yeah, has he announced this, that he's going to get somebody, you know?
Well, let's listen to this piece from Storm Clouds Gathering, Obama's next assassination target on the Bob Tuskin Show. Can we run that audio, please, Mr. Producer? Mr. Producer.
This past week, Obama announced that he was considering assassinating a U.S. citizen in Pakistan. Supposedly because this individual is suspected of terrorism. Doesn't that strike you as a bit odd? Why on earth would they announce something like that? Why would they publicize their lawlessness, opening up a potential public relations disaster, and giving the assassination target a chance to escape? I'll tell you why. Because the real target of this stunt isn't some man living in a foreign country that may or may not have contemplated committing a crime. The real target is you. We've been conditioned to weigh the value of the lives of people in distant lands with a different scale than we measure our own, especially when those people seem very different from us. So it may have never punched you in the gut when you heard of civilians being killed in drone strikes, even when it was revealed that 50 civilian non-combatants are killed for every one so-called militant in Obama's drone program. Those weren't Americans, so it made it easier to put the reality of those numbers aside and to put your attention back on much more important issues, like Justin Bieber's recent arrest. Yeah, I know, like, what was he thinking? You don't tell the cops you've been smoking weed. Jeez. However, to kill an American citizen overseas without a trial, without even a semblance of due process, that's psychologically different, even if it is morally indistinguishable. 50 years ago, such talk would have sent shockwaves through the nation. It would have been interpreted as a constitutional crisis and an existential threat. But today, it's just a minor blip in the weekly news cycle. Why? Because the American people have been gradually conditioned to accept a new paradigm. A paradigm in which a single man in a position of power can issue death sentences on a whim. A paradigm in which those who wrap themselves in the mantle of government are above the law and act accordingly. The power to kill or imprison without due process, the power to rule by edict, to sidestep and ignore the Constitution, these are the powers of a king. The ruling class is attempting to establish the cultural context for a modern monarchy. A dictatorship with the superficial trappings of a democratic system. I say the cultural context because this all depends on the acquiescence and participation of the population. This announcement by Obama is the perfect example of the method they have been using to psychologically condition the people. What they're doing here is getting you used to hearing about suspects being murdered in the field without a trial. And this isn't the first time they've done this. Remember the drone strike that Obama ordered that killed the American citizens Anwar al-Awlaki and the 16-year-old son? Oh, wait, I forgot. Their skin is brown and they have funny-sounding names. They don't count. Well, I've got news for you. They do count. Because if you're willing to look the other way and rationalize the extrajudicial murders of those you have a hard time relating to, that sets precedent. And precedent is much more than a legal concept. It's a psychological principle. That principle will enable the next president to pick up where Obama leaves off and to stretch those new powers even farther. Just like Obama expanded upon the abuses pioneered by the Bush administration. These publicized assassinations of U.S. citizens living in other countries are test balloons. If the people accept this as a new normal, then it's only a matter of time until we start hearing about targeted assassinations being carried out domestically. And it's only a matter of time until the definition of a terrorist becomes stretched to accommodate political dissidents of all flavors. That's what states do with this kind of power. That unnamed American citizen targeted for assassination in Pakistan is you. It's the future we are handing down to our children. It's the essence of our very way of life, the most basic protections that we have come to take for granted. That's what's really in the crosshairs. And all I need from you is your silence. If you recognize just how dangerous this trend of extrajudicial assassinations really is, and if you're willing to speak out, there's a link below which will give you a simple starting point. This video is non-commercial. You have permission to download it, you can upload it to your own channel, or you can put it on DVD.
Or you can play it on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Right. Where do you go to that video? Where was it?
That's at bobtuscan.com on the right-hand side of the page under today's video picks.
Good. Very good. Yeah, go to bobtuscan.com, look at it, and contact people. You know, I think it's important that we speak up. You know, I think we have to do that. Bob, you and I have talked about for a long time mounting the kind of pressure that would affect things. And, of course, in this Patriot Truth movement where we have a lot of people talking and very little organized, effective resistance. And that's the reason why it's failing, friends. You know, we pointed that out years ago. And I'm not being cynical. I'm just saying that's the way it's been. Because we aren't organized and we aren't, you know, putting the kind of pressure on government that we should through the tools that are given to us, or at one time we had at least, and that was the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, and man, we have a lot of them. Well, because we don't use those, the government is the way it is. I'm not saying it's perfect, the situation, but that's what we're running into.
Sure is, Steve-O. Sure is. Okay, let's get to some other news. I have some more clips for later on tonight's show. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us tonight at any time. Anytime. 800-313-9443. What have we not covered that's on the website so far? Let's see here.
A lot of stuff.
Would help if I had it in front of me, huh?
Yeah, you got to get more prepared for those kinds of things, I think.
Let's see. Obama violated his own rules with Yemen drone strike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No read surprise
that.
There.
Well, we were just on that topic. Let's read that.
All right. Let's watch what happens when we open up this article here. Obama violated his own rules with the Yemen drone strike. President Barry Sotero violated his own rules for the use of drone strikes in December of 2013. Strike on a wedding procession in Yemen. A new report from Human Rights Watch says, quote, the U.S. military initially claimed that the processions were actually members of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, then admitted it was a wedding procession, but claimed that most of the people killed in the attack were members of the terrorist organization.
Ah.
But, Steve, but, Human Rights Watch says, quote, the procession also may have included members of AQAP, although it is not clear who they were or what their face was. The group went on to say that there is no evidence that members of the caravan posed an imminent threat, and that killing them was a violation of international human rights laws. don't you remember Barry Sotero saying that he wouldn't use drone strikes unless they posed an imminent threat?
Yeah, but a wedding can be interpreted as a threat, Bob, you know, wedding procession. You know, because after all, if these sure. people are happy, then they're inclined to want to do things that are destructive to us, you know.
Like right. Fly airplanes, this is going to promote more hatred towards us because people like to see weddings blown up if you're just a spectator. And you won't be radicalized at all because this is the kind of thing that you cheer for at a wedding, right? I don't think so.
The Bob Justin Show.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's Riding Shotgun with Bob Tuscan. And we are here, and, I'm here. Yeah, okay, there he is. you keep me guessing, Bob, you know. And we're not in the same room.
I keep you on your toes, man.
Yeah. Most people think that we're in the same room, you know, with the same microphone. But no, we're hundreds of miles away. I'm up in frigid
frozen. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado, and Bob's down there basking in the evening twilight in Florida. So, yeah.
The evening twilight in Florida. Yeah.
Yes, lots of things.
Oh, the drone strikes in
Yemen.
Yeah,
the drone strikes, yeah.
You know who Ben Swan is, right?
Yes. Yes, I do like what he's been doing.
Yeah, he's doing a lot on the drones, and he went on to talk about this. You want to hear what he had to say?
Yeah, let's hear Ben. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ben Swan on this topic.
Well, a new report by Human Rights Watch claims that a December drone strike in Yemen might have violated rules that President Obama himself set to regulate their use. At least 12 people were killed in a strike that was carried out by the U.S. military's Joint Special Operations Command. The first reports about the strike claimed that it was a wedding procession full of civilians who were killed. No, 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 the military said. It was an al-Qaeda group. But then the military backtracked after human rights groups started digging into the story. And then it acknowledged that it was a wedding procession after all that was hit. However, the military says that it was most of the people that actually died were in fact al-Qaeda militants that were in that procession. But here's what the new report says. It says Human Rights Watch found the convoy was indeed a wedding procession that was bringing the bride and family members to the groom's hometown. The procession also may have included members of AQAP, also known as Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula, although it is not clear who they were or what was their fate. The report went on to say Human Rights Watch found no evidence, and the Obama administration has provided none, that the individuals taking part in the wedding procession posed an imminent threat to life. In the absence of an armed conflict, killing them would be a violation of international human rights law. Joining me now to talk about some of this report and the overarching issues when it comes to U.S. drone policy is Ben Swan, the founder of BenSwan.com. Ben, thank you so much for joining me. Now, first of all, I want to get your impressions of this new report. Do you think that it will actually change anything?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will, but I'm doubtful that it will at the same time. Look, the Obama drone strike policy is becoming almost infamous in that there's all this rhetoric that goes out there from the president himself, from the administration, from the military, from the CIA. We have so much rhetoric, and yet nothing ever changes in terms of the policy. The policy seems to be completely lawless, no matter what new rules they put into place, no matter what memos seem to be sent out. Nothing really changes. The policy itself is lawless under our rule of law, regardless of any small changes they might make to it.
Now, President Obama promised more transparency from the drone program in his national defense speech that happened back in May. And yet the U.S. has a policy to not talk about drone strikes, to not even acknowledge that they happened. If he wants Americans to support this program as being effective and legal and as being necessary, why not talk about it?
Because it's not legal, it's not necessary, and it's not effective. I think when you really get down into the nitty-gritty of what this drone strike policy consists of, you have stories exactly like the one you're talking about. Look, you have a wedding procession in Yemen. The administration says we know that members of AQAP are there. They launch this drone strike. They kill a wedding party. Family members, relatives, friends say there were no al-Qaeda members there. And you wiped out this entire group of people because your intelligence was bad, because you missed your mark. And we see this happening over and over again. So the reason you can never really truly sell this to the American people is because when you say that you're now going to have a policy that's transparent and you bring transparency to a drone strike policy, immediately anyone who takes a look at it will say, well, this is a terrible policy. Now, consider the fact that when a drone hits a target, it blows up about a square block. That's about the amount of space that is hit when the actual drone strikes. And as a result of that, you have so much collateral damage associated with drone strikes that you would never be able to sell this as effective and necessary and even a reasonable process.
I'm glad that you made that analogy to kind of help people understand just how impactful drone strikes really are with that block radius. So let's focus on what's going on in Yemen at the moment. Now, the Bureau of Investigative Journalism says between 59 and 69 strikes have happened in Yemen, resulting in the deaths of dozens of civilians and even children. Is the U.S. shifting attention from Pakistan to Yemen at this point with these drone strikes, in your opinion?
Well, they are, but they're also moving drone strikes to Mali. They're moving them to Somalia right now. If you take Somalia, Pakistan, and Yemen, those three countries, there are something like about 120 children who have been killed in the last few years as a result of drone strikes. That's children alone. We have thousands of people who are dying who are just referred to as collateral damage. And again, that's the problem here. When you go to the American public with these numbers and say less than 2% of the time, the intended target is actually killed. 98% of the time you miss. 98% of the time you're blowing up and killing civilians and children and women. I mean, this is a policy that just, it reeks of stumbling over itself. Look, and the other thing that's important here, the president, when he talked about creating this newer, kinder, gentler drone strike policy, and he has talked about this, where they've moved it away from the CIA and they've moved it to the military, where the Department of Justice, when it comes to U.S. citizens, will have to draw up a case. Every new step that they take in this process doesn't make the drone strike policy any more effective, nor does it make it any more legal, because the entire system is illegal in terms of how we conduct these strikes. There's no declaration of war in any of these countries, in Yemen, in Somalia, and Pakistan, and yet we are constantly barraging their people with drone strikes. It's lawless.
Ben Swan, founder of the BenSwan.com website. Thank you so much.
Yeah, founder of the BenSwan.com website. So there you go. Interesting commentary.
Yeah, you know, Pakistan had outlawed these things or had written very strong condemnation against it. And Karzai, of course, in Afghanistan had been very vocal about it as well. So now they're going to Yemen to try it out there to see where they can, you know, how far they can get there. And obviously, this is a hideous, you know, I mean, this is like, you know, it's just using people for fodder and target practice more than anything, in my opinion. I mean, this is, like you said, there's nothing effective or efficient or legal about any of it. And, wow, what a nice guy Obama has turned out to be. I mean, man, this guy is, the whole policy, of course, you know, you can't just blame him. This started with Bush. It's been going on for quite a while now. And I think the American people should be outraged about all of it.
They ought to be, but they're not.
Mm. Well, you
but
know.
But they're outraged about Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus.
Justin Bieber.
Miley Cyrus.
I know people are really kind of lost in this whole situation, and you sure. know it's. It
well, what are you outraged about? That's the question I would like to ask our callers at 800-313-9443. What are you outraged about? What gets your blood boiling?
Right. It looks like we have
hear from you.
Have a call waiting, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get to him. It's David in San Francisco, but we have a break coming up. Should we wait until after the break here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise we'll bring him on, and then we'll be interrupted, yeah. and we'll be
yeah.
So. David, hold on.
He's got good things to say. We don't want to interrupt David, so hang in there, David.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't want to interrupt you either. So,
right, don't interrupt
join
me.
Us. Did I just interrupt you?
No, you never interrupt me.
All right. Steve, you just interrupted me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. What were you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well,
who's on first?
Bob was saying just a minute ago.
Who's on second?
I can't remember either. Okay. Yeah, we'll be back after the break.
We will?
I think. Hope.
What?
The Bob Justin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443 on Wednesday for the second hour. We'll have G. Edward Griffin on. And we have other guests coming on this week to be announced. So stay tuned.
Right on.
As promised, we're going to get to the phone lines and talk with David. Hello, David.
Hey, greetings. You know, I was interested in this idea of, how America's being bankrupted with these drones. And during the break, I flashed on a nice analogy. Are you all fans of The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah.
I used to be as a kid. I tell you, when I was real little, The Simpsons were the thing. I'm dating myself here.
Well,
but
there's a brand new episode.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a brand new episode. It's about Mr. Burns buys some of those Google glasses. And he's missing like $18 in paper supplies, paper clips and notepads and whatnot. So he spends $24 million to find out what's happening to his $18 million worth of, his $18 worth of missing supplies. So he's, you know, obvious overreach. And so everybody's wearing these Google glasses, and they're basically spying on themselves. And so the whole idea of how these drones are bankrupting America could be seen in this, where if you listen to Snowden, he's telling us that that about 70% of the budget of the NSA is on private contractors. So we're basically paying people to do top secret stuff, and no, and the taxpayers really don't have any ability of finding out what's being done in with their dollars. And there's really no oversight because it's a trade secret for what these 70% of the contractors are doing. So it's a double bind for top secrecy, yet the bankroll is coming out of the taxpayers. So if these guys are screwing up, they're ruining America's reputation. And by ruining America's reputation, we get attacked more often. And so somebody can basically sell short on America by screwing up our security contracts. And then we've got things like drones, which as far as, you know, first thing I thought of when you got a robot plane coming in, that's a pretty cowardly way to kill people. And, you know, there's no human interaction, and it just looks like you're a bully with a robot. And so you know, the whole idea that America's reputation can now be rested upon a technology that makes us not only look unjust because nobody gets due process with a robot. You know, the idea that they're just going to blast you to bits and no judge, no jury, no trial, no jury, you know, just plain executioner, that's going to bankrupt America pretty quick. So I'm just wondering if you're, you know, if you're looking along these economic lines with these drones.
Yeah, that's a figures into the formula. I only have one question, though. Was it actually Smithers who stole the paperclips?
You know, that doesn't come up in there. It kind of gets on more what's going on behind the covers, under the covers. Marge and Homer wear the glasses when they're in bed. So
yeah, you know, I'm not trying to trivialize those the statements, David. But you know which famous fraternity Mr. Burns attended
and was part of? That Skull and Bones?
Right. Mr. Burns was a member of Skull and Bones.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Those guys go all the way back. They're the original opium dealers to China.
I wonder if he would have conceded the election.
He might have.
Mr. Burns. Go ahead, David. Sorry, bad joke.
Well, yeah, but let's get back on the topic. Yeah, does this stuff cost us? Absolutely. It costs us in terms of credibility. It certainly does not help the image of America, which is suffering greatly as we meander all over the world and create havoc for everybody in their backyard. And does that affect us economically? I think it has to. Absolutely.
Well, and that gets into the whole thing. Actually, if you do the mixture of this, you know, the link Skull and Bones to this drones thing, the whole idea, America was supposed to be a democracy, where the little guy gets a voice in how their tax dollars are being spent. Taxation with representation. And the idea that we're electing congressmen to spend our money. But these top secret drones and these operations, it's against the law for our congressmen to even find out how our money is being spent. They can't even ask. It's a crime for them to ask how our money is being spent. So, you know, obviously that's an insult to democracy. And it's interesting. The other day I got in an argument with a guy about this because if you look at cell phone usage, 20 years ago only like maybe 10% of the world's population had a cell phone. Now we're getting into much higher numbers, and the NSA is supposed to spy on everybody at a time where there's exponential growth in the industry. So it means that we've got to have an exponential growth in the budget to the NSA, and if the technology changes, what they build in Utah may be outmoded by next year. So the idea that we have to have this constantly expanding budget and expanding like 5-10-fold per year, top secretly, it's just insane. There's an economic law of diminishing return. And that gets back to the Mr. Burns. He spends $24 million to find out how $20 worth of paperclips are missing, you know? So you know, these guys are, they've got a paranoia model that of economics, and they make money, the more paranoid they are, the more money they make. And if they calm down, then you're on a fixed budget. And they don't want a fixed budget. They want an expanding budget. So paranoia justifies, you know, that's why they can stand there scary all day long. You know, with a straight face, they can pretend to be scared while they're making hundreds of millions of dollars through their paranoia.
Yeah. Well, the wicked flee when no one pursues, as they say. And, of course, these people are paranoid. And of course they are, because they create a paranoia schism in their own thinking everywhere, you know. And when you're spending billions and even trillions of dollars on their own security, their plan is their own security, because they have that survivalist of the fittest idea. And, you know, they hide behind these walls and think that they can see everybody else. And then, of course, you know, when things like this happen, we know that they fly off the handle. I mean, they just live on the edge of this kind of paranoia world. And this is in the classic example, isn't it, of comedy, illustrating the psychosis of the people like Burns and like the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg, Obama, Bush people who live in this paranoia world. So yes, it's a good comedy parody. You know, spending $24 million on finding $18 in paper clips and pencils that are missing.
Right. Yeah. And also to the idea that Skull and Bones was created with these aristocrats, basically 1776 aristocrats that were trying to ruin America, and they sneak their way into Yale, and they claim that there's this kind of master race cult that can run America. And so they've been, if you go in the history of Skull and Bones, most of the defense secretaries or secretaries of army were Skull and Bones, and most of the ambassadors to Court of St. James were Skull and Bones, and I think most of them to Moscow, to Russia, or to the USSR were Skull and Bones. So they've been basically playing the same game and trying to basically bankrupt America for the advantage of monarchy. And I take it that most of Skull and Bones are monarchists, and they're pushing their scam through them. There's other people still also trying to bring down America, Klan, you know, Nazis, whatnot. But the Skull and Bones, to me, are more aristocratic saboteurs.
Yeah, they definitely are a German Thule Society-type organization, and that's been explored and revealed, I think. And, of course, you know, it's not the first time with John Kerry and George W. Bush that two members of Skull and Bones have opposed each other in an election. I think Robert Taft and Harriman did many years ago, and others, of course. So they play both sides of the coin, the left and right. Part of this, you know, two-party system in order to make sure that their person wins. And, of course, in the case of Kerry in 2004, he did and then walked away. But look where Kerry is today. He's not gone. Now he's Mr. Drone Spokesman, isn't he? So, you know, here's the guy that was wearing the army fatigues, complaining about My Lai and things like that in Vietnam era. You know, the atrocities of the human or of the U.S. military in Vietnam, now orchestrating these events, or at least covering them up and saying they need to be justified, while he funds Al-Qaeda and groups like that in Syria.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. You ever read The Stepford Wives?
No, I've never read it, but it's interesting, though, isn't it, the concept? Go ahead with that. I think I know.
Well, whether or not some of these politicians, I mean, they could have turned Obama or Kerry or any of them into Stepford presidents, and who's going to get close enough to get a blood test, you know, a DNA test?
Well, there was that actor that came out and said he was an actor. Anyways, more calls when we come back. Thank you, David.
The Bob Justin Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically, and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase
it. 1-394-43 if you want to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. We got Mike on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Did you see our buddy Mark Passio's back?
Oh, really? I haven't been to the website this week. But, I'd like to check it out.
It's in the same time slot on Saturdays on this network.
He's
doing a live 3-hour show, so check it out.
I will definitely do so. I urge other listeners listening now who don't know to definitely check it out. I want you on the same vein of what you were talking about is the drone strike. I think it's a perfect example of how morally bankrupt we are as a society right now. Huh? I think the actual, in terms of warfare and whatever the case is, morality is out the window. That if 2% or if 2% is the best we can get right now, I think that's pretty much the level that we're shooting for as a society right now. I think it really reflects that Perfect. Forget about the financial side of it. I think in terms of morality, I think it really sends more of a message.
Yeah, we are on the verge of moral collapse. There's no question about it. And I think, you know, I saw a poll now that something like 70% of the American public is extremely opposed to Barack Obama. And yet, we have a derelict Congress. There doesn't seem to be anything that people can do about this for some reason. And I wonder why that is. Any suggestions, Mike or Bob or anyone?
Well, I think it's Satan's agenda, living well, if you ask me. I think it really just is that. You can decide it on good policy for politicians, financial wealth for the bankers. It's good for the engineering industry. There's tons of ways you can spin it. But if the end result is the best we can do is kill more innocent people, then people that we should kill, I think, is arguably a question that we have to deal with, because I don't even think the American people understand who we're even trying to attack or really what it is. You know, at the end of the day, it all seems like a game. And I think we really, you know, people always want to say, well, what do I start doing and prepping and all this plan of action? I think, Mark Passio has always said is we need to stop. In reality, if we stopped a smaller number of things, stopped doing a smaller number of things, the impact would be so much more than doing 100 times more of that and trying to create the same effect. You know, and I think if you're looking at the numbers and you're trying to, you know, cut down on time, I think stopping is a quicker form of action and more effective than doing, because we're sort of just reacting and trying to, you know, what's the best situation for me? And I think if together, you know, if we acted as a country should, or as maybe we used to when we were a republic, I think that's more of the term. A constitutional republic, I think, is even when we started to fall off and go off the path. But, that's a different conversation. But,
well, it's actually the same, though. It's, you know, you're pointing right back to the original framework of what should have been an operation. There's no watchdogs, nobody doing their job responsibly. Congress, it's hard to believe that they've relegated themselves to just dedicating statues and acting like they're important. And, you know, did you see that John Dingell is resigning? This man has been in Congress almost longer than I've been alive.
200 years.
Yes. I think he actually signed on the Declaration of Independence. No, actually, he's been in Congress for 58 years, and he's leaving this year. And why? He says it's crazy. It's obnoxious. He just doesn't want to deal with Congress anymore. I mean, this is the guy is, I'm not one of my favorite people. As a matter of fact, he did a report. He did an investigation very early on, Bob, on the HIV/AIDS issue called the Dingell Report, and it was pigeonholed and shoved away, and it took the Freedom of Information Act to get it out, to find out just a portion of what was going on back then. And of course, he's been, you know, was implemental in Medicare and the Civil Rights Acts and things like that, the Democrats back in the 60s and all through. But the point is simply this, that even he can't handle it anymore. Of course, he's 87 years old or something like that now. But I'm just pointing out that, you know, even people who have been in Congress for 58 years are looking at it now and saying it's beyond comprehension how stupid the whole thing is at this moment. And he's a Democrat.
Yeah. It's made to be that way. It's even my father said, from when he grew up, and he goes, the world just got real complicated real quick, you know, and you have to constantly change and adapt and all these things. You know, and I didn't really understand what he was talking about, but now looking at the world the way I do now, and being able to see, take a step back and see things a little bit clearer than I used to, especially coming out of the educational fool system. I think the best thing we really got to do is stop doing things. If we didn't go to work for a couple of days, if we didn't pay our taxes, if we didn't shop at all these stores, And really, back then, you were saying, no one's doing their job. And as a society back then, taking care of your family and, being able to support your family without any really outside need. That was really, you know, I had a bunch of people doing that. That was a community. That then, you know, it really, really was, people were able to really rely heavily on each other because everyone else was so well skilled at doing it, at doing what they needed to do. Nowadays, I think we're so reliant on everything from supermarkets to cell phones. You know, I find that, you know, we're really stuck in a different, you know, type of situation than they were facing the same tyrannical government. But stopping is definitely the answer to a lot of our problems.
Yeah, the world of techno crap has certainly enthralled so many people into a state of dormancy, you know. And I don't know what the solution is, because we are supposed to be the most educated people in the world of all time in human history in this information age. And yet the information is all lies and bogus out there. And if people even realize it to a large extent. I mean, look at the, you know, healthcare.gov website. What a trash heap that was. You know, I mean, it's hard to believe that they could spend all this money in this age and set up something like that that was a piece of junk, you know. Not to mention the program that it represented, but just the operation of the thing wouldn't work. It's very interesting.
That's the greatest part about it. All right, well, let's try to squeeze Blue in. Thanks for the call, Mike. Blue, go ahead.
Yo, Blue.
Hello, Blue.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good. Okay, just not look bigger. One of the interesting things about the Dingell story on Fox News on the radio is the exact words out of the announcer's mouth is that his wife might be considering running for his seat.
Yeah, that's...
She's just in her 60s.
She's just in her 60s, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say what's going to happen with all that, because, of course, that precinct or district has been held by Democrats for 58 years. John Dingell's been in there. So maybe
his father was in there before him, Steve.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I guess so, yeah. So this is a long history of Dingells, you know?
Yeah, well, we have the same thing here in East Tennessee. We have the Duncans.
I have a really bad joke to make. Can I make it, please?
Certainly.
So if his wife's elected, what does that make her?
Mrs. Dingell?
A Dingleberry.
A Dingleberry. Blue, you got it. You're too funny. Thank you.
So when you were talking about the contracts and the government website, the one thing that people are not holding people accountable for are those that are the contractors that are jumping up the bids. I've seen it. Right. I worked for a shoe store that we had government contracts, and, you know, it was the closest thing to a 24-hour store for men. All we needed was a bar and a restaurant, and we could have been open 24 hours for men. You know, all the Carhartt accessories, cowboy boots, and steel-toed shoes. But when you look at it, when they bid out the contract, they jumped the same shoe that was sold at Dinto was sold at $70. But when it came to a government facility or a government contract, it was $149. It was the same shoe.
Government work.
Okay, we gotta get to hour number two. Thanks, Blue.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town.